If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hi, it's Diane Allen, and I'm here on the Someone Gets Me podcast with episode number 10. I can't believe I'm already to double digits. I hope that you're finding these podcasts informative and helpful. I hope you're sharing them with people and that good is happening as a result of them. Please feel free to email me at Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, at visionsapplied.com if you have any questions or requests for topics. I will put the email address in my show notes and I look forward to hearing from you. So today we're going to talk about emotional authenticity. It's so important to be authentic. Researchers have demonstrated that and shown, I guess, that authenticity is the number one most important respected quality in a person these days. Because authenticity implies and includes honesty and integrity and being who you say you are, being real. You know, the days of fake and pretense, they're going away. The people who are still trying to fake and have pretense and be inauthentic, they're struggling more and more. You see them blowing up, having a hard time, stressing themselves out. Authenticity and emotional authenticity are desired qualities and traits. Sometimes it can be a little tricky for a sensitive person. Sometimes if you're somebody that's not well understood because of your intensities, emotional authenticity could be a little bit of a challenge. That's why I'm talking about it today. So we want to understand that emotional authenticity has to do with our awareness and our ability to manage things, especially our emotions, in a productive and positive manner. It means that we are able to pick up on somebody else's emotions and respect their boundaries there. It means that we have a level of emotional intelligence and that we can discern and look at a situation and handle things constructively. Now, discernment is different than judgment. So when I say that you can discern a situation, to discern means I can determine if something is for me or not for me. To judge it means I assess value. And discernment does not assess value as good, bad, right, or wrong. It just simply lets you say, is this good for me or not good for me? And then make a choice and being constructive about it. So your authenticity is directly related to using your emotions and your discernment to evaluate how you're feeling, what your motivations are, how you're going to approach whatever you're doing in your life at the time, whether it's work or family or whatever, and being real about it. So when you're visibly upset and somebody asks you if you're okay or what's wrong or something, and you say nothing, I'm fine, when it's clear you're not, that's inauthentic. Actually, that's a level of dishonesty, right? Because you're not okay. So people who are emotionally authentic are also able to say, you know, I'm really hurting right now and I don't feel like talking about it. And then that listener, if they're authentic and they're emotionally intelligent, is able to then say, I respect that. Thank you. You know, I'm here for you, or something like that. In other words, honoring what the person says, but leaving the door open in case they change their mind. So authenticity on an emotional level is sometimes hard to come by in our world these days. I think, you know, people are waking up more and more to it, but a lot of people are still in their head all the time and they're not being emotionally authentic. I think that's why we're seeing so much rage and upset and those kinds of things happening. Now, it's important to understand that not everybody has this skill right away. And some people probably won't even ever hear about it to even develop it. Because to be emotionally authentic means we have to challenge a lot of the lies we were taught in our society growing up. It means we have to be vulnerable. It means that we have to practice taking risks and allowing our sensitivity and our intensities to be seen. Because a lot of people who are intense and sensitive have learned how to hide it or stuff it or misdirect the energy because nobody understood them, especially themselves. So not everybody has this skill. And someone who's intense and sensitive might feel pretty alone, may not feel understood in that situation. If you want somebody to understand your emotions and they're not able to, they may not even know what you're talking about. That's why it's important to have people in your life who do understand you. Like I do. I get you. So your emotions that you have affect your body chemistry, your heart, your stomach, your liver, your well-being. They affect everything. So if you're having angry thoughts and angry emotions, it will affect how you breathe. It will affect how you blink your eyes. It will affect your parasympathetic nervous system. It affects everything. When you're peaceful and you're happy and you're joyful and everything's kind of flowing in your life, it affects everything. Your brain chemistry, your eyes, your liver, your stomach, everything. So everything affects everything, and your emotions affect everything about your body, including your sense of well-being. And so to be authentic and real with how you feel helps you have a sense of well-being most of the time, right? So even if you're having a sad day or it's a difficult challenge and maybe the authentic emotion is not happy, happy, joy, joy, you still have a sense of well-being because you're connected to who you are. You're authentic and you're real and you're honest. And in that is the power to keep moving wherever it is you'd like to go. You can use your breath to change your state, to change your emotion. You can breathe a fire breath, like a sigh, sigh. That's a fire breath. Or you could do a meditation breath, like. Both of those, done in different ways, at different times, in different amounts and intensities, can dramatically change your emotional state. And you can still be authentic, right? Learning how to use these things in your sensitive self really pays off with your authenticity because you then develop an assurance and a confidence in the fact that you can be your intense self and you can regulate and you can soothe and you can shift and change your energy, emotion, feeling kind of experience. And you are in control of that. So you do not have to feel misunderstood or fearful of what's going to happen. To express your emotions authentically, you want to be congruent. That means your face looks like how your insides feel. So plastering a cute little smile on your face and acting like everything's fine when something's not fine is not the healthiest thing to do. Now, I am perfectly aware that there are times when being emotionally authentic may not pay off. When I'm doing a session with somebody and they might be telling me a painful story and it really strikes my heart, I'm not going to sit there and cry with them. I'm going to honor their emotions. I'm going to have empathy. I'm going to be authentic in that. And anything it strikes in me that I might need to look at for my own growth, I will do that at another time. There's a time and space for everything. But it matters that our face looks like how our insides feel. So I don't smile when that's going on. I show a sad face, but I don't get into it with them. That's what authenticity is, right? We're being appropriate with the trusted people in our lives. We're allowing ourselves to be authentic. We learn to double check ourselves to make sure that our expression of how we're feeling and what the emotion is real and it's authentic and it's appropriate. It's very important for sensitive people to use a trusted person to vent to maybe or have a conversation with about what's going on. I have several people in my life who are intense and sensitive and gifted and have the overexcited abilities along with me. And so one time I was very upset about something. I can't tell you the content now. Don't remember it. But I was very upset and I called my one friend who really gets the intensity of my emotion. And she says, well, you know, with great intensity comes great storms. It also comes great calm. And so she validated my experience as an intense person. She understood me. She heard me. She got it. She didn't try to change me. She didn't tell me it was wrong or bad, because it wasn't. It's what the intensity feels like. You learn how to ride it out, I guess. Same thing with myself when I listen to other people. It's important for me to honor their intensity and to appropriately help them feel connected and understood, and to trust the conversation and trust our relationship. That is very important. That's part of emotional authenticity. And of course, self-care is extremely important here. I mean, really taking care of yourself, whatever that means to you. I like to take bubble baths and I like to meditate. Some people think that's goofy. They like to go to the beach or they like to go kayaking. And that's wonderful too. I like those things. Sometimes I like to go race an intense race on a sailboat and get really involved in a competitive thing. And that decreases my stress and I can be authentic and I get to be me. And that's a form of taking care of me. So all of us have our own preferred way to take care of ourselves. And so self-care must happen on every level. It must happen mentally, by checking your belief systems, learning things every day, paying attention to your self-talk. It must happen emotionally, by paying attention to your feelings and what your emotions are doing and how your inner energy world is. It has to happen on a physical level, taking care of your physical body, eating right, not eating things that harm you, exercising, stretching, taking care of your physical being. It has to happen spiritually, which means taking care of your connection to the greater good. That's what a spiritual connection is, right? It's being connected to all that's around me. And it also has to do with our social. Are we connected to other humans? We ought to always have people in our world of different peer groups and different things that meet our different needs. The more intense you are, the more varied different kinds of peer groups are necessary for your ability to remain authentic. All of those five areas of self-care should be fairly balanced, you know, and kind of an equilibrium working together for yourself. You know, so on a day off, then you might want to take care, you know, if you think all week, you might want to just do some other relaxing things. Or if you have a relaxing kind of life during the week, you might want to learn some new things on the weekend. It doesn't matter what it is. It matters that it works for you. So the question I teach everybody is it working? And if what you're doing to take care of yourself really is working and you're honest with yourself, it really is working, then you don't have anything to fix. Now that means that you're honest with yourself. I have a client today, actually, that I saw earlier today, that was telling me that what they were doing was working. But yet he was sad. He was conflicted. He was confused. And He didn't know that he wasn't taking care of himself, because in his mind, taking care of himself was shutting down and pretending like everything's fine when it's not, which is inauthentic. So when I explained to him that what he was thinking was being authentic and real really wasn't, and that he had fooled himself into thinking something was that isn't, and that's where part of his pain and disconnect came from, the look on his face with that aha moment, I wish I had had a camera for it. He was like, oh my God, I've never thought of it that way. I've never heard it that way. That's why we have to have trusted people to listen to us. Because he came to talk to me, which was a huge honor. But he also listened to what I had to say, because I listened with my heart and my ears to what he had to say. That whole exchange is an example of emotional authenticity, because I had to be fully present and emotionally authentic in order to really hear him on a level that wasn't just the words he was saying, but hear him from my heart to his heart through our emotions and be able to connect to what was happening within the story, so that as a listener and as a trusted other, I could share back with him and reflect back to him things that would help him evolve in his emotional authenticity. So yes, this takes a lot of vulnerability and it takes willingness, and not everybody's going to be able to do it. And quite frankly, a lot of people aren't going to want to do it. If you're in relationships with people who don't want to be emotionally authentic, sometimes it can be very challenging. If you're refusing to be emotionally authentic, then you can also be causing challenges in your life. So I invite you to just pay attention to what level of authenticity you're experiencing in your emotions. How is your body and your heart and your sense of well-being doing? Are you sleeping okay? Is your life the way you'd like it to be? Are you understood? I invite you to join my Facebook group, Someone Gets Me, or email me if you have any questions. I will put my email address in the show notes. This is a process, and some days we're great at it, and some days we're not. So I urge you not to judge yourself or stop your growth because any reason that you could tell yourself. It's worth it to keep being more authentic every single day. And you'll hear about it from people and how worth it is as I start interviews shortly and bring on some gifted people that you can then relate to more personally so that you will see, too, that emotional authenticity is the way to go. So until the next episode, may you always keep looking to the stars and keep your feet on the ground and remember that that smile on your face is that beauty from within you emerging. Take care.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.